Senator Cory Booker leaked audio shows IPAC bias. BSDMS, United States. Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, is in some hot water after leaked audio revealed his connections to IPAC. Booker is also a corporate Democrat according to his donors list provided by OpenSecrets.org. IPAC connection. Senator Cory Booker talked with IPAC members from New Jersey at AIPAC's annual policy conference in Washington, D.C. The Intercept released a leaked recording of Booker speaking, including saying he talks to the IPAC president in text messages back and forth like teenagers. The Intercept's audio can be found on SoundCloud and is about 35 minutes long. Move On, a progressive advocacy group, called on 2020 presidential candidates to not attend the conference, which resulted in Senator Bernie Sanders declining to attend and judging from presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard's recent response to a question about returning donations from people who contributed to IPAC and the way that she is seen from IPAC, we don't foresee her attending as well. Presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren did not attend and would not meet with representatives of IPAC like the rest of the candidates who were in Washington, D.C. at the time did. At the IPAC conference, Booker brought up being against the BDS movement many times. BDS means boycott, divestment, and sanctions of the Israel movement. BDS is a global movement with a focus on pressuring Israel to end its human rights violations and its militarized occupation of territories in Palestine. Don't fall prey to cynical attempts to try to pit members of this great organization against the Democratic Party, Booker said to the IPAC audience on Tuesday. We, right now, need voices in our country that are going to show the tribalism that is deepening in our country, that undermines obvious things to do like condemning the BDS movement. The way we here at BSDMS look at it is that there's a huge difference between criticizing the actions of Israel compared to hating all Jewish people or Israelis. Such criticism is acceptable, but hating an entire group of people is not. The recent Ilhan Omar controversies have only stifled the debate on Israel's human rights violations. There are currently 28 states, in the land of the free, that have anti-free speech laws passed, 13 states with legislation being passed that are anti-BDS stating Americans cannot criticize Israel. Why? Cory Booker's donors. It may come as no surprise that Cory Booker's top donor is NOR PAC. NOR PAC is a pro-Israel PAC that states its mission is to support members of Congress who demonstrate a genuine commitment to the strength, security, and survival of Israel. But Booker's donors are not only from Israel, but they also include well-known businesses such as Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Prudential Financial, Microsoft Corp., and J.P. Morgan Chase & Co. Big pharmaceutical companies have also donated to Senator Cory Booker, such as $57,500 in 2016 from pharma PACs. He has taken money from Pfizer, Merck & Co., Becton, Dickinson & Co., Bristol-Myers Squibb, and Sanofi Pharma PACs. It comes as no surprise that Booker went from progressive hero to traitor in less than 2 days after voting against lowering prescription drug prices. Booker's bias towards Israel. Clearly there is a bias that Cory Booker shows towards favoring Israel while ignoring the country's human rights violations and occupation of Palestine. It seems like just another politician who serves special interests rather than being for the interests of the people. Those types are a dying breed. Featured image credit. CC, Flickr, Mark Nozzle. Kyle James Lee, BSDMS. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.